స్మృతిపురాణాలయం కరుణాలయం నమ భగవత్పాదశంకరం లోకశంకరం.
దిస్ ఇస్ ఎన్ ఆచార్య ఋషి బై నేమ్ వ్యాస్క. హీ హ్యాజ్ మేడ్ ఎ లెక్సికన్ నిఘంటు ఎక్స్క్లూసివ్లీ ఫర్ వేదిక్ మంత్రాస్, నాట్ ఫర్ బ్రాహ్మణ. Brahmana doesn't need an exclusive lexicon. Mantras. Mantras means like what? Priyambakam yajamahe is a mantra. Or Tatsavitruvareñyam Gayatri it is a mantra. Like that, any number of mantras are there. You want to pray to sun god, Aditya Natakasa, like that mantra will be there. Those of you who know those Sandhyavandanam, you will be knowing. Suppose you want to pray to Varuna, so imam me varuna shruti havamitya chamrudaya, like that is the mantra. Then for everything there is a mantra. Suppose you want to pray to water god, the goddess, god or goddess is a plural god, apaha, so apo devata, so water's god. If you want to pray apo hishthama yobhuvastama urje dadhatana, like that mantra will be there. So you name it, there will be a mantra. This is Vedic religion. Here it is not about one god, it is the pantheism, and there are many gods. It is nothing about many all gods of one or Dvaita, this and that. We should not confuse one with the other. So many gods it is, pantheism. And each god you propitiate, and you praise the glory of the god, and offer oblations in the fire by adding swaha to that mantra. This is how it goes. So there are mantras for every god or goddess. There is mantra Saraswati. So pranam devi Saraswati vaje guru ajinivati dhinama vitriyavatu. You must have heard that mantra. That is for Saraswati. So, for Pusha, Pushate, like that, for Pusha, so like that there will be a mantra for Pusha also. For any devata there will be a mantra. And in these mantras, the words will be used. They are not like the words that you find in the regular Sanskrit literature, beginning with Ramayana. Ramayana is the beginning of Sanskrit literature, Adikavya. And then Kalidasa, Bhavabhuti, so many poets are there. In that literature you come across Sanskrit words, many words, like Kumarasambhu, Astyuttarasyam Dishi Devatatma Asti, Uttarasyam Dishi, like Vibhakti, Vachanam, all those things. You come across words. But when you go to the mantra, you can feel right away that it is something different. Mantra is something different. Like Ganesh Maharaj, so Gajananam Bhutaganadhisevitam, that is one kind of language. Gananantva Ganapatikum Havamahe, okay, it is somewhat familiar. But there will be mantras which you can never make out what it is. The language is entirely different. Kroshati Garda Kanyevatumna Perum Tunjana, what do you know about it? Even I don't know what is the meaning of that. So the language is entirely different. In some places you can see commonality. Like apaha. So apaha in modern Sanskrit also it will be same apaha, in Vedic Sanskrit also apaha. But that is the only thing common. Apo hishthamayo bhuvastana urje dadhatana. Dadhatana verb you find only in Vedic literature. Mayo bhuvaha, mayaha. You don't find such word. Mayaha is happiness. Bhuvaha means which create happiness. These waters create happiness for us. So you don't get the meaning like that. Therefore, you need a separate lexicon, dictionary, for Vedic mantras. So that when you are reciting Veda mantras, you want to know the meaning, you come across a word, you want to check the meaning, the Sanskrit regular dictionary, there are quite a few of them. The most famous is Amarakoshaha. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్ కోశ ఇస్ నిఘంటు లెక్సికన్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్ అమరకోశ బికాస్ ఇట్ బిగిన్స్ విత్ అమరా అమరా నిత్యరా దేవా లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ బిగిన్స్ దేర్ఫోర్ దట్ ఈస్ ది నిఘంటు అండ్ ఇన్ మోడర్న్ టైమ్స్ దే మేడ్ ఇండెక్స్ ఫర్ ది అమరకోశ ఐ హ్యావ్ ద బుక్ విత్ మీ దేర్ఫోర్ వెన్ ఎవర్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎ డౌట్ అబౌట్ ఎనీ సంస్క్రిట్ వర్డ్ ఐ గో టు దట్ ఇండెక్స్ అండ్ దెన్ టేక్ ది పేజ్ అండ్ దేర్ యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ ది మీనింగ్ So that way we have Sanskrit dictionaries. Very fundamental, original dictionary is Amarakosha. Then Montier, Williams, etc., they came in the model of Oxford dictionary. They are later editions. Amarakosha is a 2,000-year-old dictionary. Well, Montier, Williams came 100 years back. When Indologists in Britain, America, etc., in Germany, not America, America came later. So Indologists in Britain, Germany, etc. started studying Sanskrit and Vedic literature, Max Muller, etc. They created a dictionary out of that Amarakosha in a modern format. Amarakosha format is different. I will tell you that format. The Amarakosha format is, it is in the form of verses, first of all. The dictionary in poetry, in poems. It is not prose. It is not word after word. It is all verses. And what is the format of the verse? He takes one item. It is a thesaurus, not a dictionary. He takes one item, like gods, gods, devatas, and gives all the words which mean gods. The verse begins, Amaranidjara devaha, like that verse begins. So Amaraha, Nidjaraha, Devaha, Sumanasaha, like that, all these words mean devatas. Okay? Udakam jalam, like that he will say one more verse. Udakam jalam apaha vari, all these words mean water. This is the structure of the classical Nighantu. Without index, you are lost. Because in modern times, we depend upon index. We don't study the entire Nighantu. The older people, the older generation people, they study the entire Nighantu. And they know, like in Ashtadhyayi, which sutra is where. Similarly also, which word is where, they know. And therefore, they never had a Nighantu index. They have had a Nighantu, but no index. The modern Indologists, they prepare an index. So by the time you make an index, it becomes like Oxford Dictionary. And so this is Amarakosha. You understand the Amarakosha, the structure? The same structure is followed by Yaskacharya for Veda Mantras, the lexicon. In fact, it is the other way. Yaskacharya was the first lexiconist in the world. He made the first lexicon for Veda Mantras. He studied the mantras and picked up the words that are used in the mantras and prepared a lexicon. You know how he prepared? In Veda mantras, certain subjects will be there. Let us take one subject. Earth is a subject in Veda mantras. And therefore, he picks up all the words that are used in the Veda mantras to mean earth and puts them in verse form. Like Amarakosha. For example, he says, just I am giving you an overview so that you can easily follow. Gauhu kma jma chakshama ksha kshma kshoni prithivi kshitihi mahi nirudutim bhuru ilachoru vi. Like that he gives. They are all synonyms for earth. Like gauhu kshma Ksha, Kshama, Kshoni, Prithvi. Some of them are known to you in a regular Sanskrit, but some of them are not known to you. Like Kshoni, Kshama. In mantra, suddenly Kshama you get. What is this Kshama? It means Prithvi. So this is how he made a lexicon, dictionary, which is in the form of verses. So first item is Prithvi. Then the second item is gold. Hiranya. And you know, you will be surprised. Hema, you know that. చంద్రమయః, యు డోంట్ నో చంద్రమయః మీన్స్ గోల్డ్, యు డోంట్ నో. రుక్మం, ఐ నో రుక్మం, యు మస్ట్ బి నోయింగ్ ఆల్సో రుక్మి రుక్మిణి రుక్మం గోల్డ్. హిరణ్యం యు నో. కృషణం తథా, డు యు నో కృషణ మీన్స్ గోల్డ్? ఐ టు డోంట్ నో. నోవే ఇన్ రెగ్యులర్ సంస్క్రిట్ యు వోంట్ ఫైండ్ ది వర్డ్ కృషణ. ఓన్లీ ఇన్ మంత్ర సడన్లీ కృషణ కమ్స్, ఇట్ మీన్స్ గోల్డ్. పేషః గోల్డ్, లోహం గోల్డ్, భర్మ ధర్మ గోల్డ్, ఐ నో భర్మ, కనకం ఎవరి. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ గోల్డ్ వర్డ్స్. దెన్ అంతరిక్ష నామాని, అంతరిక్ష స్పేస్ అరౌండ్ నేమ్స్ ఫర్ ఇట్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ ఫర్ సర్టన్ థింగ్స్ యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ ఎ డిక్షనరీ. సమ్ బేసిక్ థింగ్స్ ఆస్తి జానాతి గచ్చతి, సర్టన్ వెర్బ్స్ యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ ఎ డిక్షనరీ. ఫర్ సర్టన్ అదర్ వెర్బ్స్ యూ నీడ్ డిక్షనరీ. So he made a dictionary of such names as well as verbs which are exclusively used in Vedic literature only. He was the first lexicanist and he followed this format of verses, and also the thesaurus format he followed. The later lexicanist Amarakosha, it followed the same format. This is the history of lexicons in Sanskrit literature. Now this Yaska Maharshi, having made his dictionary, he wrote a commentary upon it himself, because dictionary is nothing but collection of words in a particular format. That is, they are all words. Everything is prathama ekavachanam, or if the word is nitya bahuvachanam, then it is prathama bahuvachanam. That is how it is. And nothing else, no verb, no sentence, nothing. All words and words and words. Having prepared that lexicon in that format, he felt the need to explain this lexicon. He has to explain. Who else will explain? He prepares a lexicon and somebody else, how can he explain? So this is also followed in Sanskrit literature. They write a poem and they write a commentary on it. The same person writes commentary on it. It is there in certain cases. In certain other cases, most cases, someone writes the poem and someone else writes the commentary. But there are quite a few occasions where the one who wrote the poem writes the commentary himself. Like in recent times, Bellamkonda Ramaraya Kavi, he wrote a text called Vedanta Muktavadi. All Vedanta is taught in the form of verses. And then he felt that he has to comment upon those verses. And so he wrote a commentary. So Vedanta Muktavadi consists of verses and commentary, both by the same author. Something similar to that Yaskacharya has done. Having arranged all the words of importance that occur in the mantras in a particular thesaurus format, he felt the need for commenting upon it. And so he commented. And that commentary, together with that Nighantu, it is called Niruktam. So, in the Nighantu, all the words are put together, collected. But, and the meaning is also known, because he puts it in the form of thesaurus. The first word you know, and so every other word in that verse means the same. So you will know it. It is a thesaurus format. But, how does that word originate? How do you derive that word? That you don't know. The dictionary doesn't say any of that. Having arranged all the words in a particular order, he picks up Prithivi. He picks up. Why Prithivi is called Prithivi? So he gives the etymology. That is called Niruktam. So, and then Kshitihi. Why it is called Kshitihi? He gives Niruktam. Kshoni. Why it is called Kshoni? He gives Niruktam. Niruktam is etymology. That is the commentary. Okay, you followed that. So now you have the lexicon, thesaurus in verse form. And every word is derived appropriately. That is the commentary. But then, he gives an introduction to that Niruktam. That is the first chapter. Got the point? And you have to study with a teacher only the first chapter. the remaining chapters you need not study. You have an index, and what word, whatever word you have doubt, go to the index, and that will lead you to a particular page where the word will be found along with all other synonyms, and also you will find its etymology. You got the point? That is the structure of Niruktam. And this Niruktam is so significant, powerful and useful for students of Veda, because they want to know the meaning of the mantras. Reciting the mantras without knowing the meaning is an aberration. One Mahatma told me, it happened in the last 150-200 years. Earlier to that, one who recites the mantra knows its meaning. Some people may know more deeply, some students may know superficially, but they know, because that is how the training was imparted. Gradually, the ceremonies and the karma became more important, and jnana lost some of its sheen, and therefore, so you have now a method whereby you have a Vedic scholar without knowing any meaning of any mantra that he recites. To such a level it has degenerated. So a very peculiar system it is. It is said that this system is very prevalent in Hindu society. If you go to a temple, you have all kinds of rituals, and the Purohit doesn't know one word of what he is saying. That situation prevails very widely in Hinduism, and it also prevails to a small extent in Islam. In Islam also they recite in Arabic, some kind of Arabic language. But they don't know, they know some Urdu and whatever local language they know. Some Kerala Maulvi is there. He recites this Quran verses he recites. In the mic, the whole city will listen to it. And he knows only Malayalam and a little Urdu. And he doesn't know Arabic properly. Therefore, he only knows to recite. He doesn't know what is its meaning. This kind of aberration is there in Islam. It is said it is not there in Christianity. Because in Christianity, I am covering a few things related to lexicon. So in Christianity, the original Bible was in Armenian language. Originally it was written. It is said that between 300 and 500 AD, the Bible was written. It was composed. It took 500 years for the Bible to take a shape after Christ. And that Bible, it was originally in Armenian language. But then when the seat of Christianity became Rome, they took that Bible from the Vatican and translated into Latin. And originally all these sermons were done in Armenian language. Then slowly it was shifted to Latin. Even now certain sermons are performed by Pope in Vatican in Armenian, even today. Most of them are performed in Latin. And then they shifted from Latin to English. Only in Vatican a little Armenian, some amount of Latin is formed. Outside Vatican, it is all English, which is people's language. Therefore, the Bible is in English, the Psalms are in English, the prayers are in English, everything is in English. Now these Christians, they know what they are saying. They may feel it or not feel it. Oh God, you are in heaven, I am here, please save me. Whatever they say, they know it. Because it is in common man's spoken language. If there is a difficult word, he can go and find in a dictionary or ask somebody who knows. But in all said and done, it is in people's language. Then this Christianity came to India. Initially, they were reciting in English. Nobody knows anything. The pastor says and they say, oh God, like that they say. They don't know what is what. But then the Christian missionaries, they wanted to make it people's religion. Not the priest's religion. In Hinduism, if you go to a temple, the religion is priest's religion. It is not your religion, it is not my religion. We are asked to stand at a distance, at a reasonable distance, and do namaskar only. That is all you have to do. The rest the priest will do. It is the priest's religion. You are following it. It is not your religion, because you don't have a role to play in it. You neither know the mantras nor the meaning, nor the actions. Everything is known to the priest only. Whereas if you go to a mosque in a church, everything is done by the last man in the mosque. So except at the end of the mass, when all prayers are over, the priest will give a sermon. It is like a sadhu giving a lecture, like shravanam they do. Except there also they participate in the sense that it is the sermon is given in the language of the people. So these are some of the issues associated with religion. Therefore, in the Vedic times, it was the people's religion it is. They were knowing the meaning of the mantras and all that. But gradually, the language became more and more archaic, like Armenian shifted to Latin, shifted to English. So a need arose when you have to make a lexicon. Otherwise, the language of the Vedic mantras has gone backward. A new Sanskrit language has come in its place in the form of evolution. And therefore, even Sanskrit scholars need niruktam, a lexicon. Otherwise, they don't know what is what, in spite of their scholarship in regular Sanskrit. That's why this niruktam has become one of the six Vedangas. Without the knowledge of the Veda, nirukta, you will not be able to know the meaning of the mantras. The one who teaches mantras should know niruktam. Those who listen, they may not know niruktam, but the one who teaches the mantras and their meaning should have the knowledge of niruktam. Therefore, it becomes an auxiliary branch of knowledge for Veda. So Veda and Vedanga, that is how the niruktam has come. Okay? So you got the idea? Do you have any doubts about this part of introduction? Is it clear? Now, I will tell you a little nighantu, which you don't have with you. Just a nighantu I will tell. Let us say a little nighantu before going for commentary, you know. You say, Gauh, Guma, Juma, Kshama, Ksha, Shma, Shoni, Prithvi, Kshitihi, Mahi, Prithvi Namani. These are all the names of Prithvi. You would like this gold namas. Let us say, because people like gold, you know, they say this. Hema, Chandramaya, Rukmam, Hiranyam, Krushanam, Peshah, Peshomariya Apeshase. Did you hear that mantra? Peshomariya Apeshase. So, O Devata, I am Apeshas. I don't have a Chaturthi Ekavachana of Apeshase. I don't have any gold for me. Kindly give me some gold. Peshomariya Apeshase. How do you know the meaning of the Peshah? You take Montier Williams' dictionary, you may not find it. And you may find it. But it is there in the mantras. And therefore, it is Peshah is gold. Interesting. Loham, Dharma, Kanakam, Kanchanam, Jatarupam. I know Jatarupam is gold. I don't know whether you know it. Jatarupam is gold. Very interesting word. It's only in Sanskrit, in Vedic literature you find. Now, enough gold. Now, let us say about Attariksha. Ambaram, Viyat, Vyoma, Barihihi. How do you know? Barihihi means Akasha. You don't know that. Akasham, Thanva. You see, Thanva. Akasha. Antariksham. So this is how Akasha's names. And then Rashmi, the rays. Kedayaha. Kedayaha means Rashmayaha. Kiranaha. Gavaha. Gavaha means Rashmayaha. Can you believe it? I know that Goman means Suryaha. One who has Rashmis. Gomantam means Surya it is. Rashmayaha, Abhishavaha, ఐ డోంట్ రిమెంబర్ ది మంత్ర. అభీషవ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది మంత్ర. ఉష్ణాహ, ఐ నో దిస్ వర్డ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది మంత్ర. దీధితయ, దిస్ ఇస్ దీధితి. దీధితి ఇస్ ఎ రష్మి, ఈజ్ అ వెల్ నోన్ వర్డ్ ఇన్ వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్. సాధ్యాః మయూఖాః, దిస్ ఇస్ మయూఖాః, మీన్స్ ద రష్మయః. గభస్తయః, యు నో దిస్ గభస్తయః, మీన్స్ రష్మయః. గభస్తిమాన్, సూర్య ఇస్ కాల్ గభస్తిమాన్ బికాస్ హీ హ్యాస్ రష్మీస్ విత్ హిమ్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ హౌ ద డిక్షనరీ ఈజ్. యు గాట్ ఎన్ ఐడియా? యూ షుడ్ నో వాట్ ఈస్ ది స్ట్రక్చర్. అండ్ ఐ హావ్ వన్ మోర్ థింగ్ మేబీ ఐ విల్ సే అండ్ దెన్ ఐ కంక్లూడ్ ఇట్. లెట్ అస్ సే ఫర్ వాటర్, అన్న, క్షోధ, నభ, క్షత్మ, కబంధం, సలిలం, వనం. వనం మీన్స్ వాటర్. వనం మీన్స్ ఫారెస్ట్ ఆల్సో. వనం నపూంసకలింగా వాటర్, పుల్లింగా ఫారెస్ట్. మేబీ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ దేర్. పిప్పలం, క్షీరం, క్షీరం మీన్స్ వాటర్. అంభ, వాహ, వాహ వారౌ వారహ, యు హావ్ డన్ ఇట్ ఇన్ శబ్దాధికార. వారి వారిని, వారిని ఇస్ వన్ థింగ్, వాహ వారౌ వారహ ఇస్ అనదర్ థింగ్. దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో వాటర్. దెన్ సో లైక్ దిస్ దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ. అండ్ ధాతుస్, ధాతుస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో దేర్. యజ్ఞనామాని ధాతుస్ విల్ కమ్ లేటర్. ఫస్ట్ లెటర్స్ యజ్ఞ నేమ్. యజ్ఞ, వేమ, అధ్వర. వేమ మీన్స్ యజ్ఞ. మేధ, విదథ, సవనం, మఖ, శ్రోత్ర, ఇష్టి, దేవతాత. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ధర్మ. ఇది అది యజ్ఞనామా. Like that. So now you may want to know why yajna is called devatataha. So you go to the index and that will lead you to the niruktam explanation, and there you will find the etymology. This is the structure of the text, and for that he is giving an introduction. Okay, now you are ready to study the introduction. Om. అథ ప్రథమ పాద. సో ప్రథమాధ్యాయ వీ స్టడీ, ద్వితీయ అధ్యాయం వీ నీడ్ టు స్టడీ. యూ స్టడీ ఫర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. ఇన్ఫాక్ట్ యూ డూ నీడ్ నాట్ స్టడీ. వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ మంత్ర అండ్ యూ వాంట్ టు నో ది మీనింగ్, యూ గో టు ది ఇండెక్స్ అండ్ ఇట్ విల్ లీడ్ యూ వేర్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నీడెడ్. ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ యూ కెన్ స్టడీ ద్వితీయ అధ్యాయ. ఓకే. సమాంనాయ సమాంనాత సమాంనాయ ఆమ్నాయ ఇస్ వేద. ది వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ ది వేద ఆర్ కలెక్టెడ్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ పుట్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మాట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ థెసారస్. దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సమాంనాయ. అండ్ ద థెసారస్ అరేంజ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది వేదిక్ వర్డ్స్, ది వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ ది వేద మంత్రాస్, దట్ థెసారస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సమాంనాయ. దిస్ సమాంనాయ ఈజ్ వెరీ వెల్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ బై మీ. సమాంనాత సమాంనాయ. సో ది థెసారస్ ఆఫ్ వేదిక్ వర్డ్స్ సమాంనాత వాజ్ వెల్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ బై హూమ్? బై మీ ఓన్లీ. దట్ ఈస్ అండర్స్టూడ్. హీ డజంట్ సే మయా. ఈ సింప్లీ సేస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెల్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్. సహా వ్యాఖ్యాతవ్య. సో వెరీ గుడ్. దెన్ ఆర్గనైజ్ యూ కీప్ క్వైట్. వై డూ యూ వాంట్ టు సే సంథింగ్? నో నో. దట్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ థెసారస్ నీడ్స్ టు బి కామెంటెడ్ అపాన్. దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ నీడ్. వ్యాఖ్యాతవ్య. దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ నీడ్ టు కామెంట్ అపాన్. బికాస్ వితౌట్ కామెంటింగ్ యూ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. ఓకే. Certain things, certain nuances you will fail to understand. And also the niruktam he has put in, kshma, why it is called kshma, he has put in. So It is, there is an urgent need, having arranged the, all the words in the form of a thesaurus, I feel the urgent need of commenting upon that. And so, the commentary is now coming. Okay? Nighanta tamimam samamnayam.
Tamimam samamnayam.
Nighantavaha.
Vityachakshate.
So this samamnaya. Samamnaya means organization of all the words in poem form, in the verse format. And that too thesaurus format. That is the samamnaya. So the samamnaya is before you. This samamnaya is also called nikhantu. That is the name given to it. So, why nikhantu? Then that is the question. You may say, tamimam samamnayam.
Tamimam samamnayam.
That this collection of words.
That this collection of words.
Nikhantavaha iti.
Nikhantavaha iti.
Nikhantus.
Nikhantus.
Like that.
Like that.
Achakshate.
Achakshate.
Desay. Achashte, achakshate, achakshate. Desay. They means kaun hai? Who are they? Acharyaha iti sheshaha. The acharyas, they call it nikhantu. Okay? Now, he is already, he is about to tell you the etymology of the word nikhantu. Already he started etymology. Now, you have to understand one thing here. You should not try to apply Panini rules to this. In fact, a caution is given by Yaskacharya and his commentators. So, Arthanityam Parikshetha Na Samskara Madriyeta. Parikshetha, Adriyeta, they are all vidhilinga. Atmanevadi vidhilinga. So, Arthanityaha Parikshetha. Na Samskaram
Adriyeta.
Adriyeta. Yeta. It is Yasutra and it became Iyan also.
Yes.
Okay? So what does it mean? So always look for the etymological meaning. You should always look for the etymological meaning. Arthanityaha Parikshetha. You examine the word. The moment you see a word, you examine it. And you try to get the etymological meaning. That should be your approach always. If you have Vyakarana Samskara in your mind, keep it aside. Samskaram means Vyakarana Samskara. Samskrutam because of Vyakarana. It is Samskrutam. That is the Samskara. Okay? That you do not pay attention. Adaranam matkuru makaro. Isko adar matkaro. Na adriyeta means adaram na kuryat. Okay? Therefore you keep your sutras follow a method. So dhatu pratyaya, prakurti pratyaya like that. Here that is not the method. He will tell you the method. How to arrive at the meaning, he will tell you. So he already begins with the word nikhantu. Nikhantu hu ekavachana. Nighantavaha bahuvachana. You look at nighantavaha. So bahuvachanam only. You derive in bahuvachanam or ekavachanam, it makes no difference. He is deriving in bahuvachanam. When he says samamnayaha, he puts ekavachanam. But by then he comes to nighantavaha. There can be many lexicons. It can't be one only. But here we have only one for Vedic literature. So if there are some more, they are not available anymore to my knowledge. Therefore, the word is taken in plural and he is deriving it. He doesn't follow Vyakarana. He follows the meaning. He arrives at ni. Nighantavaha, you know, ni. Gha. Na and ta. Like that he proceeds. And he gives you the meaning in a very proper way.
So is this Halayudhi Kosha and Medini Kosha?
They are all in the form of regular Sanskrit, not Vedic Sanskrit. Halayudha, Medini, Amara, these are all for regular Sanskrit. But For Vedic Sanskrit, as far as my knowledge goes, only this. Nighantavakasmat. So why, what is the reason to call the lexicon as a Nighantavaha? Lexicons are called Nighantavaha. Why? Kasmat. Why the name Nighantavaha? Kasmat. Okay? So he gives the name. Nigamaha ime bhavanti.
Nigamaha ime bhavanti.
Ime means these lexicons. Bhavanti, they are. What? Nigamaha. Nigamaha means nitaram gamayanti. It is nigamaha. When you look at the mantra, whatever words you are unable to know, the meaning of those words are given to you very much in a perfect way. So nitaram gamayanti means mantrartham bodhayanti. So all gatyarthaha dhatavaha jnanarthaha. Gati is always jnana. Any dhatu which has the meaning of gati will also mean jnana. That is the rule. Therefore nigama, ni nitaram, gama, meaning ko, meaning aapko, it is made known to you. That's why they are called nighantavaha. You see, from nigama, how you come at nighantu? So he will tell. So he will explain to you. So you see, it is, you see, whatever helps you to know, gamayati, iti gantu, truch. You should not say truch because it doesn't remain as truch also. Ganta, gamayati, it makes you know, therefore it is called ganta. It makes you know quite well, therefore it is called nigantu. And the nigantu, make it ukaranta. And then it becomes bahuvachanam. Bahuvachanam becomes what? Nigantavaha. So, nigamaha mane nigantavaha. Okay, agreed. But nigantavaha, how does it become nigantavaha? So, he has a scheme. The scheme is varnagamaha. There are five. Niruktam is defined like this. Panchavidham niruktam. The etymological process has five elements in it. Okay, what are these five elements? Number one, varnagamaha, you may note. Varnagamaha. Okay? Varnagamaha mane, a syllable is brought in. It is not there, but you bring it. Okay? Varnagamaha. Agama means coming from outside, you know. Varna vipariyayaha. Means a syllable which is not there is brought in. That is varnagama. Now, there is the syllable, but you change it. Varna vipariyaya. You need not bring in a new syllable. Existing syllable, isko badal kar do. You change it. Varna vipariyayaha. Varna vikaraha. You see, varna vipariyaya means, you know, the second varna is made third varna is made second varna. Varanasi becomes Benares. That is varna vipariyaya. Then varna vikaraha. So one varna is modified. Like ka is there, you make it ki. Ta is there, make it ta. Like that, varna vikaraha. Then the fourth, varna nashaha. This is an existing syllable. You throw it out. You drop it. It disappears. Nasha is this lopaha. Like lopa in vyakarnam. Nasha in the nikhantu. Okay? That is the fourth. Fifth, enhancing the meaning of dhatu. That is the fifth. Dhatu will be taken. And he enhances the meaning. Like gum is the dhatu. He puts the knee before that and enhances its meaning.
What is it called in Sanskrit?
Dhatoham arthatishayakaranam. Dhatoham artha atishayakaranam. now I will give you the etymology of the word Nighantu. You begin with Nigantavaha, okay? Because they are Nitaram Mantratham Bodhayanti, Gamayanti Bodhayanti, iti Nigantavaha. They are already Dhatoho Atishaya Karanam is already there. You took Gam Dhatu and put a Ni there. And already Artha Atishaya, one aspect of Niruktam have already come there. So you have five. You use all the five, not necessary. Two or three or four you use. Sometimes all the five are used. These are the five Nirukta methods. So one we have seen already, Ni Gantavaha. Now in Ni Gantavaha, Ga is modified as Ka. Okay, this is Varna Vikara. Okay, Ni Gantavaha. And then Tu, that Takara, is modified as a Takara. Okay? Nighantavaha becomes a Nighantavaha. Because it's associated with Ta, Na becomes a Na. Nighantavaha. That is how it happens. Now what is the logic? What are the sutras? No sutras. This is the Nirukta method. Okay? Vedamantra Srimha. You got the idea? So now you read it. Nighantavah kasmat
Nighantavah kasmat
Nighama ime bhavanti.
Nighama ime bhavanti.
These words will help you to know the meaning of the mantras quite well. Nighama Nighantavah. Therefore they are called Nighantavah. He is explaining the same thing. How these words will help you to know the meaning of the mantras? How these words will help you? You have a list of words in the thesaurus format, fine. How do they help you? Why should they help you? The reason is, te a chandokya samahritya samahritya samanataha.
Chandokya samahritya samahritya samanataha.
Chandokya ha.
From the mantras,
samahritya, having collected, samahritya, having collected, samamnataha, they are recited. So, first adhyaya, second adhyaya, third adhyaya, like the three adhyayas of Thesaurus is there. Where from you we got all those words? We went into mantras and studied every mantra and picked up the words. And then put them in a format and we have recited it, we put before you. Therefore, when you are looking at those words and connecting them to the mantras, because every one of them is brought from the mantra, therefore you hold on to these words, know their meaning well, then in the process you will end up knowing the mantra's meaning also very well. Therefore, these words help you to know the meaning of the mantras quite well. Therefore, these words are now called what? Nigamaha. Why? Nigantavaha. Therefore, Nighantavaha. That is.
Why is it said twice on Samaharitya?
Yeah, you say Vipsa. You see, as all, you make food for us. How? So collect food from half a dozen sources. From here, from here, from here, from here, you collect and prepare the table. Like that, samahutya, samahutya. Means without giving up a single mantra, every word is taken from different sources. So like that we say, you know, suppose I brought fruits from tree after tree after tree after tree. Like that. Vipsa, you know, samahutya, samahutya. So much effort has gone into it. Is that the point? Te nigantava eva santaha.
Te nigantava eva santaha.
Nigamanat. Nigantava uchyante.
Nigantava uchyante.
Ityaupamanyavaha.
Ityaupamanyavaha.
In these sentences, the word that you find later has to be brought back. So, now you say, te.
Those words
Nigamanat. Because they tell you the meaning of the mantras very well.
Because they tell you the meaning of the mantras very well. because they tell you the meaning of the mantra is very well.
Nigantavaha.
Nigantavaha.
Called Nigantavaha.
Called Nigantavaha.
Eva Santaha.
Eva Santaha.
Though they happen to be Nigantavaha.
Though they happen to be the Nigantavaha.
Nigantavaha Uchiyate.
Nigantavaha Uchiyate.
They are called Nigantavaha.
They are called Nigantavaha.
Okay? They are indeed Nigantavaha. Why Nigantavaha? Nigamanat Nigantavaha. Okay, then Nigantavaha they must be. No, Nigantavaha, we call them Nigantavaha. This is Iti Aupamanyavaha.
Iti Aupamanyavaha.
This is the opinion of
Aupamanyava
Acharya.
Aupamanyava Acharya.
The son of Aupamanyu.
Son of Aupamanyu.
That Acharya. That is how he opined about the word Nikantavaha. Okay? How interesting it is. And it opens up a new vista of understanding. It is altogether different from Vyakarana. That is not the only etymology. You will be surprised. He has another etymology. Apiva,
apiva.
Ahananadevasyupu.
Ahananadevasyupu.
Samahata bhavanti.
Samahata bhavanti.
And you will be surprised. He takes the verb han. Han. Han becomes hata. And puts, enhances the meaning. Enhances the meaning of the dhatu. Puts upasarga ah. And now enhances the meaning. You see, the dhatus have multiple meanings. So, hana dhatu has the meaning, what has meaning it has? Himsa gatyo. And thati meaning comes. Hana gatav. Hana himsayam. Hana gatav. Gati means jnanam. A means samantat. So, gati means jnanam. Hana means jnanam. So, a. Means enhances the meaning. Therefore, if these words, which are these lexicons, they help you to know the meaning of the mantras quite well. Again, we came to the same point. Whatever is the meaning of Nigantavaha, it is the same meaning comes from Ahata. Okay, Nigantavaha became Nigantavaha, we understand. How come Ahata becomes Nigantavaha? He will tell you that also. Api and also va, an alternate etymology we are giving. How? Samahataha bhavanti. You say samahataha bhavanti.
Samahataha bhavanti.
These words are called samahataha.
These words are called samahataha.
Why they are called samahataha? Because samyak asamantat hataha jnanadayinaha. Very well. Entirely related to the mantras, they give you knowledge. Therefore, these negative verses, you can call them samahata. So now, what are you doing? You are deriving the etymology of the word nikantavaha from where? From ahanana. From ahanana. From that you are deriving. So, you say, ahanana devasyuhu.
Ahanana devasyuhu.
The word Nigantavaha.
The word Nigantavaha.
Can be also derived from.
Can also be derived from.
Ahanana.
Ahanana.
Okay. How he will derive from ahanana, I will tell you. It is very interesting derivation. You see, varna nasha is there. So, varna nasha. Varna lopa is there, varna lopa. Varna agama is there. So, ni is the varna agama. Okay, he takes away and brings in ni. Then, ha becomes kha. Then, that is well known. Magha ganapati. What magha ganapati? It is maha ganapati. Panini doesn't agree. But I ask Ajaya Viliti. Chalo, it is accepted. Because ha is mahaprarvarna. And what is this thana for the aha? Kanthaha. Apuha visajjaniyanam kanthaha. And kavarka if you take, what are the mahaprarvarnas? Ga, gha, kha and gha. So which is closer to ha? Gha. therefore make it ha. So a ko chhod do, b ko patak do, ha ko gha banao, ho gaya dighatto. Okay, and then what else? Ta is there. Ta will always become ta. Okay, it will become ta. So nighattu ban gaya. Nighattu, so ahata plural is ahataha. Nighattu plural is nighattavaha. Ah becomes u, plural nighattavaha. So this is interesting because all the five have come into it. Dhatus meaning enhanced, varnanasha, varnavikara, varnagama. Hello, hatu gha is varnavikara. All the four or five are there in it. This is how ahanana, from that the word nikhantu is derived. You will be surprised if you tell somebody he cannot believe how ahanana can take me to nikhantu. This is how it takes. Okay? Yadva samahruta bhavanti. He is a third etymology for nikhantavaha. You see, dhatu, now dhatu is hru, hriharane, that is the dhatu. The first dhatu is gam, second dhatu is han, third dhatu is hru. Hru means picking up, picking up. So, samahruta, they are collected entirely from all mantras, brought together. Therefore, now take the dhatu hru, hruta, brought. Add the upasarga, enhance the meaning of the dhatu by adding a. Ahrutaha. Okay? That nicely fits into it because they are all brought together from the various mantras quite well. Ahrutaha. Now it's only a matter of converting ahrutaha into nikhantavaha. So varna nasha, ako chordo, bring in me, ha is there, ha becomes a dha. So who you have to modify it accordingly. So ahrutaha becomes nikhantavaha. Then in these nikhantus, so nikhantu meaning is settled now. In the nikhantus, it's a thesaurus. It's a collection of words. And how many kinds of words are there? Four kinds of words are there. Okay? Tad, yanyetani, chatvari padajatani. See, tad means rupta vibhaktikam padam. Tas means, in that nighantu, or if you want plural, teshu, not a problem. In that nighantu, whatever words you find, yani etani, all words and words only. Pada jatani, jata is group. So you find bunches of words, pada jatani. And these are all four kinds, chatvari. And what are they? Namakhyate,
cha,
upasarga nipatascha, tani mani bhavanti. So whatever words are there, four kinds, tani imani bhavanti, those four kinds are these. What are they? Nama, akhyata, upasarga, nipata. These are the four kinds. Nama is the name. Akhyata is verb. That is the meaning. Akhyata is the verb. Upasarga is the prefix that enhances the meaning of the verb. Nipata is a word. Akashya girahe. It has fallen from the sky. Means it is made up and given to you. This is the word. Don't ask how it came and all that. Its meaning is this. Vrukshaha. Throw the word upon the people. What is this word? It is a tree. Why? No, why? It is tree. Take it. That is called nipata. Okay? Four kinds of words are there in our lexicon. Okay. Now we are making some good progress also. Okay? Tatra etan namakhyayoho namakhyatayoho
etan namakhyayoho
లక్షణం ప్రదిశంతి. తత్ర అమాంగ్ దోస్ ఫోర్ నామాఖ్యాతయో ఆఫ్ ది నామా అండ్ ఆఖ్యాత ఏతత్ లక్షణం, దిస్ డెఫినిషన్ ప్రదిశంతి ఆఫరింగ్. హూ? ఆచార్యాస్. ఆచార్యాః ప్రదిశంతి. వాట్ ఆర్ యు సెర్చింగ్ ఫర్?
I'm searching because suddenly the text is gone in this.
You don't have in this?
I have, but I was looking in the book.
It must be there. Yeah. Give it to me. చత్వారి నామాఖ్యాతే ఇదో తత్ర ఇతన్నామాఖ్యాతయోర్లక్షణం ప్రదిశంతి. ఓకే, సో నౌ హీ సేస్ ఫోర్. ఓకే, ఫోర్, బట్ కీప్ ఫోర్ అసైడ్, టేక్ టూ ఫస్ట్. హీ డీల్స్ విత్ ది ఫోర్ ఇంటూ టూ గ్రూప్స్. Even while saying, he said like that, namakhyate, that is one group, upasarganipata, second group, dvandva samasa, namacha, akhyatascha, akhyatamcha, namakhyate. Then coming to the second, upasargascha, nipatascha, you have to make it bahuvachanam, upasarganipata. So first one pair, second one more pair, total four. So first pair he is taking. So namakhyata, namakhyata. What is nama? What is akhyata? The acharyas are giving their definitions as follows. How? Bhava pradhanam akhyatam.
Bhava pradhanam akhyatam.
Sattva pradhanani namani.
Sattva pradhanani namani.
You see, whenever you have a sentence, in the sentence there are two things. One is bhava. Bhava is kriya. You should know that. You have studied artha sangraham. అర్థిభావ శాతిభావ ఎక్సెట్రా. భావ ఇస్ క్రియా. సో ఇన్ ఎ సెంటెన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ వర్డ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ యాక్షన్ ఓరియంటెడ్ అండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ వర్డ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఓరియంటెడ్. కర్త ఇస్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, కర్మ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఎన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, కరణం ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఎన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. కర్త ఇస్ హోతా, ఇస్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ యు నో. హోమం ముఖి ఈజ్ ఆఫరింగ్, దట్ ఈస్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ యు నో. ఇస్ ఎ స్పూన్ ఈజ్ ఆఫరింగ్, దట్ ఈస్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. Into the fire he is offering, there is an object. On the Vedi he is offering, there is an object. So there are words which are object pradhanas, object oriented. And there are words which are kriya, verb oriented. Okay? And where the focus is on kriya, it is called akhyatara. And where the focus is on vastu, object, it is called nama. Why he says pradhana? Because even when he says it is akhyata, the main is kriya, but there cannot be kriya without the objects. Therefore, objects are secondary. And then there are objects. These people, Vedic people, kriya people, karma people, you know, they have an idea. They have their devotion to karma is so much that the objects are not relevant until and unless they are connected with a karma. Suppose there is a tree. Tree has no meaning unless it is associated with some karma. The Mimamsakas there, Vedic people are like that.
What is that?
I will tell you the sutra. So, amnayasya kriyarthatvat anarthakya matadarthanam. This comes in Brahma Sutra. Tattu samanvayat adhikarana. So, the sutra from Jaimini Sutra. He says, Amnaya means Veda. Veda's focus is Kriya. Therefore, anything which is not connected with Kriya, means ritual, has no relevance. It becomes redundant. Anarthakyam is redundant. Atatarthana. Whatever is not connected to Kriya, it becomes redundant. And he gives an example. Meru, Parvatam is there, it is made of gold. That is the example. Now what will you do with that? Is it useful that that Meru Parvata is there and it is made of gold, this information? Can you use it in any kriya? No. Then we don't care for that information. Like that they say. And then they apply to Brahma. There is Brahma. Brahma asti. Does it do anything? It doesn't do anything. Then we don't care for the Brahma. We don't want it. They are called Brahmana astikas. They don't accept Brahma. Really? Because kriya, does it have a place in kriya? Agni Devata, it is in kriya, chaturthi vibhakti, sampradana karaka. Therefore Agni Devata we accept. Suppose there is a Devata, we never give any obligation to Devata. Such Devatas we don't accept, even the existence we don't accept. That is how they are. Therefore he looks at the whole thing, kriya pradhana words, but the objects are associated with the kriya. Therefore he says the word pradhana. And then sattva pradhana words. They are object oriented words, but they are all connected to kriya. So kriya is always there in sattva pradhana words. Akhyata words, they are all objects associated. That's why he uses the word pradhana. He doesn't say akhyataha is kriya. He doesn't say akhyataha is predominantly kriya, he says. Brings in sattva into it. In the case of sattva, he brings in kriya into it. Are you following this story?
Okay.
Bhava pradhanam akhyatam.
Bhava pradhanam akhyatam.
The word,
in
which the action is dominating, is called akhyata. Sattva pradhanani namani. Namas are those
in which
an object,
or a life form,
is the dominant meaning. That is sattva. Sattva means two things. Table is a sattva. Bird, a life form, is also sattva. So these objects, the words which mean objects without life, are objects, things which have life. So they are called sattva. And all of them are associated with the kriya. That's why pradhana. That is the definition for bhava, for sattva and nama. And he, some additional information, sattva will have linga, vachana and parimana. So size, etc. Sankhya, number will be there. For kriya itself doesn't have all these things. And sometimes the vachanam of the nama is adopted for the akhyata. Suppose gachanti. The gacha is not plural. The people who are performing that action are plural, therefore the verb is found in plural. Whereas linga has nothing to do with the verb. Ramaha gacchati, Sita, what now? Gacchati only. In Hindi mein, Rama jata hai, Sita jati hai. You have to make a change. Not in Sanskrit. In Telugu you have to make a change. Ramudu vellu chunnadu, Sita vellu chunnadi. You have to make a change. In verb, based on the linga, but not in Sanskrit. Sanskrit, Ramaha gacchati, Sita gacchati. Mitram gacchati, mitram napusakalinga gacchati. So, this is an important definition, the difference between nama and akhyata. I think we will stop at this point.